Tuesday, ninth week, Ordinary Time 2. Readings from Peter and Mark. First reading, second book of Peter, chapter 3, verses 12 through 18. While waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be kindled and dissolved, and the elements will melt with fire. But according to his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you wait for these, be zealous to be found by him without spot or blemish, and at peace, and count the forbearance of our Lord as salvation. You therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, beware lest you be carried away from the error of lawless men and lose your own stability. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 13 through 17. And they sent to him some of the Pharisees and some of the Herodians to entrap him in his talk. And they came and said to him, Teacher, we know that you are true and care for no man, for you do not regard the position of men, but truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Shall we pay them or should we not? But knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, Why put me to the test? Bring me a coin and let me look at it. And they brought one. And he said to them, Whose likeness and inscription is this? They said to him, Caesar's. Jesus said to them, Render to Caesar the thing that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And they were amazed at him. Theme. Let's make God's kingdom come by living truthfully. Many people are wrong when they think that if a government doesn't meet what the faithful want, they must fight in the name of the church to the end and are ready to pour out blood to attain their wish. Today's readings help us to recognize what the faithful should do and shouldn't do. In the first reading, the author of the second book of Peter's letters remind the faithful that this world will disappear together with all of its vainglory. The most important thing which the faithful must do is to live in a way that they and all people shall inherit God's salvation. In the gospel, some political men and some hypocrite Pharisees, together with those belonging to Herod's party, used the name of the truth to put out a trap for Jesus to fall into. They asked Jesus, Is it legal to pay tax for Caesar? Knowing their wicked thought, Jesus gave them the answer, not only that they can do nothing to him, but he also invited them to rethink their way of falsifying the truth. Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Analysis, first reading. Beware lest you be carried away with the evil of lawless men and lose your own stability. One thing that Jesus and his disciples always warned the faithful is to be cautious of those who preach the wrong things. Their purpose is for the faithful to doubt what Jesus preached and gradually give up their faith. Jesus called them the wolf under the shepherd's cloak to kill the sheep. St. John called them the Antichrist and is more dangerous before they are in the midst of the sheep. St. Paul frequently advised his disciples, Timothy and Titus, to caution these people. He wrote, But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of stress. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhumane, impeccable, slanderers, profligates, fierce, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with deceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding the form of religion but denying the power of it. Avoid such people. The author of the second book of Peter's letter wants to emphasize two things for the faithful. The last day will come. Jesus guaranteed that the day shall certainly come. When it comes, no one knows except God the Father alone. The author mentions two aspects of this day. First, the universe shall be destroyed. The heavens will be kindled and dissolved, and the elements will melt with fire. Second, but according to his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. That day, all people must appear before God to be judged. Only then, all people shall see God's justice. No one knows when the day shall come, but according to the scripture, the faithful can make that day to come earlier by the following ways. Praying. In the Our Father, Jesus teaches his disciples to pray for the kingdom comes, and his will to be done in the world and as also in heaven. Preaching the good news. Jesus commands his disciples to go into the world and to preach the good news. This sentence can be understood that when the gospel is proclaimed to all people, God's kingdom shall come. Repenting and obeying God. This is the most important requirement. As the Father who wishes to save all of his children, God shall choose the day that shall save all or the most of his children. St. Peter said, God shows his patience in order to save you. That day doesn't happen yet because there are still many people who shall be losing their souls. St. Paul also said in a similar way, when the Jews believe in Christ, that day shall come. Therefore, all faithful shall put this effort above all things if they sincerely wish for God's kingdom to come. Don't be shaken by false teachings. There are so many false teachings in the world which the faithful can only fight against by learning the truth. One of them is the way of living of those who don't believe in the eternal life. Since they don't believe in the eternal life, they spend all of their time and effort building this present life. Jesus and his disciples invite the faithful to look up to heaven because it is true, the true and eternal nation of all faithful. We are only foreigners or residents of this world. Jesus himself answered Pilate in his passion, my country doesn't belong in this world. The faithful way of living can't be like as those who don't believe in the eternal life. The author advised the faithful, while waiting for that day to come, they must make an effort to be zealous, to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Gospel. Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's. The trick to harm Jesus. Mark's report clearly indicates the origin, the purpose, and the way to trick Jesus. The Sanhedrin, the highest branch of the Jews, sent some Pharisees together with some Herodians to Jesus. Their purpose was to make Jesus fall into their trap. The trick was to praise Jesus insincerely so that he shall be deceived and recognize they are sincere people who want to learn the truth. They said to Jesus, Teacher, we know that you are true and care for no man, for you do not regard the position of men, but truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay them or should we not? The reason why the Sanhedrin sent these people was for their political purpose. The Pharisees believe the Jews must be ruled by the Jews. They oppose all foreign powers and paying taxes for the Roman emperor. If Jesus said yes to their question, they would instigate people to oppose Jesus for his standing with the Roman emperor, the foreign power. The Herodians believed a good relationship with the Roman Empire is good for the religion and peace for the nation. They showed that many good things that came from Roman governance during the Herodian king's rule. Therefore, they tried to convince the Jews. Let the Roman emperor ruling, if he doesn't interfere with the Jewish, let the Roman emperor rule if he doesn't interfere with the Jewish religion. To them, if Jesus answered no to their question, they would seize and hand him over to the Roman army because he would tell people to oppose, he would have told people to oppose the government. They gathered together to do evil. They tried to find a reason to kill Jesus. They thought there was no way that Jesus could escape their trap. Jesus' clear answer for them. Jesus, knowing of their wicked intentions, he said to them, "Why put me to the test? Bring me a coin and let me look at it." And they brought one, and he said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They said to him, "Caesar's." Jesus said to them, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they were amazed at him. First, Jesus separated politics from religion because their goals are different. The purpose of religion is to lead people to God, while the purpose of politics is to provide people with their means of living in their present world. Three duties of a religious leader are to teach people to know God's teaching so that they should not fall into false teachings, to know how to get God's grace, and to rule people in religious areas. The duties of a political leader are to keep the nation safe, to provide necessary means for people, and to protect order in the country. People have a duty to contribute to protect the common good. To pay taxes is the duty of the people so that the government will have funds to organize and to respond to the people's needs. Moreover, people must also share their efforts and talents in developing and protecting the society. Even Jesus asked Peter to go fishing to pay taxes for him and Jesus. The apostles also encouraged people to obey good leaders of the nation. If the government leaders are greedy and do not care for people, people can oppose and find other leaders who will care for the people better. Don't forget to pay back to God what belongs to him. Jesus invited people who were sent to him to think carefully about what they must pay back to God. People are created in God's image. They belong to him. So they can't do whatever they want, but they must live according to what God intends so that they shall live a happy life with him forever. To use freedom as a reason to disobey God shall only lead people to destruction. Remember that all worldly powers come from God. He gave them to people to share in his governance. He gave to Caesar the power to govern the Jews, and Caesar must answer God about his governance. Many people don't understand about God's providence. They questioned why God gave Caesar the power to rule the Jews, God's own people. History gave them the answer, because they disobeyed God through the prophets' warnings. When God gives power to people and they don't know how to use it, he will take it away and give it to the person who knows how to use it. God used the Babylonians as a stick to punish his people. Then he destroyed that stick by giving it to the Persian king. The worldly power is always changing according to the divine providence. If God wants to take it away, no one can oppose it. If God wants it to remain, no one can take it away. Of course, when God gives power, he wants that person to use it for the common good. But a person's heart is constantly changed and hard to predict. When they do not possess the power yet, when someone doesn't yet possess the power, they promise to do many wonderful things. But when they possess the power, they become greedy and abuse people more than those who came before, and may abuse more than the people who came before them. Maybe that is the reason why power must constantly be changed. Only when we enter the kingdom of God, when Jesus, the righteous King, shall govern us, then we shall have true peace. How long we live in this imperfect world, our duty is to govern, not to oppose God's will, because we believe that he is governing the world the best as he can with his wisdom and power. The right to possess material things in a way don't belong to Caesar or to anyone, because God created all things for people to use. People are only stewards, and they must answer to God about their material use of things. Life belongs to God. Time and talents are God's gifts. People have no right to terminate any life from the beginning until the end of life. People cannot waste their time on useless things, but must use time wisely to benefit themselves and people. Many people waste time and their talents by using drugs, gambling, or living an uncontrollable life. They must pay a dear price for their abuse of freedom, doing what they want. In a word, people must accept the truth. Everything belongs to God. People can use and must use them wisely to benefit themselves, people, and for widening God's kingdom. Application in life. We must be humble to recognize that we are not wiser than God, so we must obey and do what he commands us. The most important thing is to work for our and the others' salvation. All other things are supplemental.